in the leaves of the forest I see a strange pair of eyes looking out at me, waiting for the right time to strike. Feeling ill at ease, I try to stumble back to a break in the trees where the sky is blue. But there will be no refuge tonight. As I reach the clearing, standing at the edge of the wood, I see those eyes appearing from the tree of the knowledge of evil and good. The knowledge of evil and good. Wake up, they said, make up your mind. You better hurry up, cause you're wasting my time. Things aren't quite as simple as they seem. Break off the fruit like candy on a shelf. You need to open your eyes, so help yourself and understand beyond your wildest dreams. So I bit, and it was sweeter than any earthly food. But the bite had left me bitter, trembling at the tree of evil and good. At the tree of evil and good. Many and wide have my wanderings been, from the mountainside through the cities of men. But nothing seemed to hide my nakedness. I grew weary of decisions and the forks in the road. The knowledge I carried was a heavy load. I prayed my eyes would close and I could rest. Then I stumbled into a garden, through a gate overgrown with thorns. Though the ground was hard and cold, I lay till early morn. When the sunlight hit me, I awoke from sleep. I found a seedling growing at my feet, into a tree with fruit like none I had ever known. With no one there to show me now, I reached for the branch I knew somehow. This might be the road to get me home. Took the fruit in wonder, I ate and drank my fill. I could see, but the eyes that had hounded me lay buried at the bottom of the hill. The dust of the journey and my pain vanished where I stood. Not a memory remained of the tree of evil and good. Of the tree of evil and good.